You are listening to CITR. Hold on a second here. Okay, 1 second. Hello?
Hello? Okay, let's try this again. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. Yes, that is me, and I'm here. And I do believe I've got the right mic working. Okay, much better. Oh, good. Okay, that right there is new, and it is Beirut. I always start so slow. Basically, in anything I do, I start off just like, what? Fumbling. Now I'm here. I got this. Yeah, let me try this again. Headphones. Okay. Oh, much better. Okay, yes. Beirut. Beirut is a band that's been around for a little while. It is Zach Condon's baby. Zach Condon is out of Santa Fe, so New Mexico. He's since lived in other places. He's a really interesting guy. I've been reading about him. Back in high school, he was suffering from some mental illnesses. And it's something he's really struggled with. He's gone through phases of alcoholism. He's come clean. What I find interesting about Beirut, that band there, which I just adore, is the main instrument he plays is trumpet and the ukulele. Which is kind of interesting for a band that's an indie rock band, right? You don't see a lot of that. So good on him. A total original. New album out. So this new album is called, well, in fact, what I have here, what I played is, it's from the album Gurikis Unicorn. I probably said it wrong, but apparently it's the title track. Gurikes is Unicorn. And when I say apparently, it's because I'm reading some articles that one of the articles here says he has a new album out, and it's called A Study of Losses. So it's an 18-track. Okay, yeah, anyways, I do believe that's the name of the album, though, which is Gurikes Unicorn. Point is, this is interesting. Very, very fascinating. So, these songs that he's written for this upcoming album. So that is just a single that hasn't even, that single is out, but the album itself is scheduled to come out in April. So like 2 more months. And apparently the theme is based on, I'm going to read this to you. It's named after lunar seas, and it's inspired by the chilling tale of a man obsessed with archiving all of humanity's lost thoughts and creations. Now, apparently, Gurikes Unicorn, that song we just heard, is inspired by the legend of the fake unicorn fossil found in Germany in 1663, but actually is composed from the bones of different animals. Very, very bizarre. And Zach himself has been always fascinated by these kinds of bizarre stories. I mean, who isn't? I guess. I don't know. Would I write a whole song about it? Probably not. But very cool regardless. So I play a fair amount of Beirut. Santa Fe might be my favorite song. That song has got me through some pretty tough times. And if you watch the video, you'll know why. It's so dark and it's so funny and it's just perfect. Okay, that was Beirut. So it's 6:38. I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm with us until 8 o'clock. I mean, at least here at CITR, I think I'll still live past 8 o'clock. I'm with us. The focus of my music is just what I like, which just so happens to be mostly indie rock, sometimes hip hop, punk rock. That pretty much covers it. Garage rock. There you go. Okay, now let's move on. We're going to hear now something from the band Hyness. This is a band, Hyness, who is out of Kitchener, Ontario, of all places. I'm from Ontario myself, southwestern Ontario. The song we're going to hear is Choke. You can find that on their album released in 2018, The End of Music. So let's take a listen. And we're now out of Fun Drive week. So I was here last week and I did raise some money. So thank you to a couple of people. Of all people, Randy Iwata from Mint Records actually donated some money. Thank you so much, Randy. Everybody's favorite indie rock label, Mint Records. You just zero times can go wrong. Always an awesome label. I've been in love with them since the 90s. And let's see, Val Cormier, who I used to be show buddies with. Her show had been after mine. So thank you, Val Cormier, for the money as well. Thanks, dudes. Very cool. Okay, now let's continue. What did I say? We've got a Highness. Yeah, let's listen to this song. It's a good one. And yeah, stay tuned here to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Choke on the sun. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who must we must stay.
Yes, I love you so. That is King Con, the King Con and Barbecue Show. Yes, I love you so, guys. You're so awesome. That album came out like 2007. When I say album, it apparently was a single that came out, 18 years ago? Something like that. Feels like yesterday. The King Con and Barbecue Show. Now, those guys are originally from like Montreal, and then I believe they now live in Europe, and they've had different sort of forms, like meaning different bands, but anyways, are they still around? I don't know. I did see them though about 10 or so years ago at the something Owl. Remember that place? What was it called? Anyways, here in Vancouver, that's the King Con and Barbecue Show. Okay, before that, we heard something from the band Pony Girl. Now, Pony Girl is out of Toronto, and that song, Laugh It Off, which is the title track of their album, was released just over a year ago, so January of 2024. And then we heard Highness in there before that, those guys out of Kitchener, with the song Choke from their album The End of Music, released in 2018. It is 6:54. It is moi, Anita B, here at CITR with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Let's do a little weather. What do you say? Weather report. Maybe since we know usually what the weather's going to be like at sea level, let's go to Cyprus snow forecast. That's always fun. Oh, yes, that's what I really care about. And if you might be like me and you might want to know what the weather or the snow is like up there. Now, I was I just happen to be an avid skier. Today it looks like it was actually sadly raining all day, or at least most of it. I don't know. But it looks like it's been going in and out of snow and rain. In fact, here it says Wednesday the 19th, that's today, at 7 p.m., which is, wow, in 5 minutes, it says heavy snow. That makes sense. Like, West Coast concrete, my friends. I went up and skied on Monday, and it was, like, a little bit brutal. As much as there was tons of snow, and I feel like a jerk even saying anything negative because we actually had snow and a fair amount of it. It was that really, really heavy kind of like mashed potatoes, like twist your knees, mess up your body kind of snow, right? I don't know. Slow. And the more advanced with age I get and the more I ski, I have a tendency, I would really like to go fast. And I guess it's maybe because also this whole season too, we've just had hard packed snow. It's been like really, really fast. So I've been working on, you know, my speed, I guess, on, you know, the groomers, just having a ball, while the rest, anything that's ungroomed has been just like solid ice. So I'm like, well, I guess that's what I'll be working on. I'll be the next Michaela Schifrin. I'm being sarcastic. Switching up, you know, into like heavy pow, but like just slush, is a different thing. Okay, enough about my ski talk. But let me tell you. However, tomorrow being Thursday, it says that it's worse. When I say we, I mean Cyprus is supposed to get 4 centimeters tomorrow. Then it looks like the real gift is coming on Friday. It looks like 11 centimeters. And then same for Whistler, meaning snow is in the forecast. So that's exciting. Now, that's my snow forecast. All right. Brought to you by Anita B. Okay, let's move on. Now, I've been playing a lot of Canadian music because, first of all, I should. It is a requirement of the CRTC, 35%, if you weren't sure. And I don't think I've been fully pulling my weight lately. So I'm really, really trying. And there's so many good Canadian bands out there. So I've made an effort to put them all on tonight. And what else was I going to say? Something about Canadian music. I don't know. I had a point. There was a point there someplace. I just stopped. I think I just got distracted by all these snowflake icons on my screen here. Yeah. Anyways, there we go. So let's continue. Now we're going to move into something from the band PAX. P-A-C-K-S. This band, I believe, is out of TO. PAX. Yes. Toronto. Oh, no. I may have lied. Sorry about the Pony Girl album. Maybe I didn't. No, PAX. Yes, sorry. When I said Pony Girl's stuff was released just over a year ago, I think it may have, but also this is the band PAX, P-A-C-K-S, all caps. These guys are from Toronto, and we're going to hear something of theirs. The song is called Missy, and you can find that on their Melt the Honey album. That's what we have next. Okay, now it also features, apparently, Tormenta Tropica. Let me click on that. Tormenta Tropica. So this is looks like, a split song. P-A-C-K-S's and Tormenta Tropica. So anyways, let's listen to it. I've played these guys in the past. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Here is the song Missy.
Deepest regret. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I love that last band. Those dudes are from Florida, and they're called The Hales. I love The Hales. At least that song. That song is so great. I'll be honest, I haven't really heard a lot of their stuff, but if the rest of their stuff is that good, oh my God. SWAT the Sun. You can find that on their album released almost a year ago called What's Your Motive? Before that, we heard something from the local girl band, What? W-U-T, all in caps. And it was Your Feelings. You can find it on their album released 6 months ago, Mingling with the Thorns. In there before that, we heard something from the Philly band Quarry with Your Feelings. And that is from a two-song demo, and it is new. It's 7:12, folks, here on a Wednesday night. It's my friend Melanie's birthday. Happy birthday, February 19th. Wow. Time sure flies. We were friends, best friends since like grade six. She grew up across the street from me. We were so silly. Okay, now we're going to move on. We've been listening to a lot of Canadian music, which is really good. I think when I started losing track of my thoughts last time I came on air, it's because I meant to simply say that I used to do a Canadian show. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, named after, you know, the Trailer Park Boys is a moment where Bubbles thought he saw a Sasquatch, and he calls it a Sam Squanch. And yeah, I don't know, I guess maybe about 8, 9, 12, I have no clue how many years now it's been since it's no longer Canadian. I just was like, maybe I should play other stuff. And I have. And as I'm playing all this newish Canadian stuff, I'm like really realizing how good the music is from our country. You know, really. Okay, so speaking of music from our country, we're going to go to the Maritimes. We're going to go to Always, A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. And these guys are from O-P-E-I originally. I knew they're from the Maritimes. I just, it's like, I could never pin it down. But apparently they're from Charlottetown originally, right? And Molly Rankin is the lead singer. Now, Molly Rankin is actually part of the Rankin family. Do you know that? Sort of that whole clan out there that plays music. Kind of like folk stuff. Not really my cup of tea. But anyways, that's who is here. And this song is so good. This is from their 2017 album, Antisocialites. And I actually took photos of them. And I think they got published in the Discorder. I think so. Anyways, Dreams Tonight, we're going to listen to right now from, again, the album Antisocialites here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Rode here on the bus, now you're one of us. It was magic hour. So you I'm not afraid to die.
All right, that right there is killer. That is the band Priors off... the band is Priors. The name of the song is Optimizer, and you can find that on their 2023 album. And the band itself is from Montreal, and it is led by a guy named Chance Hutchison. And I'm really excited because I love his previous band, Sonic Avenues. I'm actually going to play those guys next because you just can't go wrong. This is maybe one of my favorite songs coming up, Lost and Found. So that's exciting. Before we just heard Priors, we heard the local band Dead Ghosts, and we heard something from their album released in 2013 or so, Can't Get No. The song is Rocky Said. That's in reference to Rocky Erickson. Those guys are so great. They have a newer album out that was released just last year, and I've been playing stuff off of it, but you know, sometimes it's good to go back. And then from 2015, in there before that, we heard Best Coast with the title track of the album California Nights. All right, it is 7:30. There's 30 more minutes avec moi, Anita B, and my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Right now, we're going to move, as I mentioned, into Lost and Found. This song is so good. This band is so great. The album, Mistakes, killer, killer, killer. I'm just going to leave it at that. So, without further ado, on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, here is Sonic Avenues.
Yeah. in the bones of his face. It's just a night in my veins. Making me crawl in the dust again. It's just a night under my skin. Slipping it in. Truck out of sight of the neon and glare. We might as well be on a beach under the moonlight. Love's language reads the same anywhere. Yeah, it's just a night in my veins. Oh, make me crawl in the dust again. It's just a night under my skin. Slipping it in. He's got his chest on my back, across a new Cadillac. Oh yeah, yeah. It feels good.
Feels good.
It's alright. Even if it's just the night in my veins. Even if it's just the night in my veins. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is beautiful. That's Beck, and it's the Elvis song Can't Help Falling in Love from 2017. It was released from him, and you can find that on a TV show's soundtrack, Resistance Radio, the Man in the High Castle album. All right, that was Beck. Before that, we heard something from the Bernadette Maries. These guys are from Belgium, of all places. That is a new release of theirs. It's a single. We heard Dream Place. As well, prior to that, we heard a new song from the Calgary band Preoccupations, formerly known as Viet Cong, a single, Focus. And then we heard something from, like, I don't know, 94 from the Pretenders, Night in My Veins. I think my favorite Pretenders song of all time, Last of the Independents. It is 7:49. I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. 11 more minutes until I'm outie, folks. And we're going to continue with the show with this Nashville band, Winona Ryder. Sorry, did I say Winona Ryder? Winona Fighter. Winona Fighter. These guys are co-ed. It looks like they're a three-piece. And we're going to hear something off their new album, My Apologies. The song is Attention. The name of the album is My Apologies to the Chef. That's what it is. And what did I say? We're going to hear Attention? Yes, we are. All right. I'll be back in a couple weeks. I'll probably say goodbye in about a few minutes. We're closing in on 8 o'clock. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey, you, feeding off the people. Tell me, do you even know why?
Alright, that right there is just excellent music. That is Pink Mountaintops featuring Steve McBean, who's also the creator of Black Mountain. Fun fact, Black Mountain is one of the three mountains that Cypress Mountain Ski Resort sits on. And I've worked two full summers outside on Black Mountain. And I always think of the band Black Mountain as I'm out there. And I'm like, did they name it after this mountain? And I say that because if you Google Black Mountain, I feel like every state, every province, every country has a Black Mountain. Like, there's a lot out there. So I don't know. But that right there was beautiful. That was Pink Mountaintops with the song Holiday from their 2009 album Outside Love. We heard Winona Fighter in there before that. With the new song of theirs, Attention, from the album My Apologies. My name is Anita B. It's been a slice, as always, to do my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And that is that. I'll be back in two more weeks with more music, of course. And let's just take a look at a calendar before I bounce. Let's take a look here. Today is already February 19th. Don't forget, we have one or bunch of days short this month. It's not a leap year, though. So looks like I'll be back on March 5th. Yeah, already. 2 weeks is March already. Okay. So I'm just going to pop this previous, well, it looks like a new show is coming on, but it's pre-recorded. So it's going to turn the volume up here, and then that will be that. And thanks, guys. Y'all have a lovely night. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.